Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88. Roads?
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Where that man is fucking an animal.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, Karp's Bargain Bin Special, Shark Week. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Trending Mobile Technology, The Spanish Announce Table, and Tunes. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before you get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is the site where you can listen, download...
DVD release.
Whoops.
DVD release.
Well, that's fucked up. I just fucked that up. Old School at the Movies is the site where you can listen... Download and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. Oldschoolmovies2@gmail.com. Oh, fuck. Forget it. All right, let's get into the bargain bin.
I'm going to pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
So, as per Karp's bargain week, usually we have... Karp on the line. How you doing, brother?
I'm all right. I'm a little, how shall we say, sharked out.
Yeah, from the list of movies you sent me, and there's about 10 of them, all shark themed.
10
all
shark movies. 10.
So it's pure sharks.
Yeah.
On this episode of the Bargain Bin, Karp, what are we going to start?
Well, it's in honor of actual Shark Week on Discovery.
Yeah.
We're going to start with the movie Shark Week.
Ironically enough. Oh, it's great. This is from Asylum. I'm sure this is going to be fantastic. Here we go.
There's a lot of Asylum on here today.
Yeah, I saw that.
We are about to play a game of life and death.
Where are we?
It's about to begin.
Why'd you bring us here?
Revenge. Water. That is where the food is.
I might feed you to the sharks as well.
Fool me.
This is not a game.
Shark Week, Karp.
Shark Week. Plot. Basically, a madman kidnaps the 8 people he blames for his son's death and forces them to play a game. The game is that they must enter various stages where they have to fight a different breed of shark. It's basically Saw, or it's a shark movie with a Saw theme involved.
Okay.
That's pretty much what it was. It's like the madman, played by Patrick Bergen, kidnaps these people that he thinks are attributed to his son's death. Like, one of them is a lawyer, one of them is a judge, etc., etc. So he's like, oh, well, you're going to go through these shark traps. And if you live, you live. You die, well, it's because you killed my son. So, yeah, a few points. Like I said, the movie is like a Saw trap-style shark attack movie. At some points, there was completely unnecessary slow-mo scenes for some reason. Most of the shark CGI is terrible, but well-done terrible. I don't know if you could put it that, like, so mediocre, it was great.
I guess for their budgets, right? Because Asylum usually doesn't go around over $2 million,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Unfortunately, Yancey Butler was looking mad old and busted in this. Like, it's like she took a shovel to the face and then decided to start acting.
Jeez.
She looks so bad. There's a lot of super quick pointless cuts, a super cheesy ending, and it ended on a Wilhelm scream. The infamous Wilhelm scream ends this movie.
Wilhelm scream, what's
Wilhelm
that?
Wilhelm scream, it's like the standard, whoa, that every movie okay. has. You'll hear it in hundreds and thousands of movies out there.
Yeah, just like in every trailer, you're dumb. Like there was 400 of them.
Ever since like Inception, you hear the Inception tune. Dun, dun. It's basically the Wilhelm scream ends it. Super cheesy, somewhat fun, but in the end, it's a rating of 4 shark saw traps out of 10.
All right, what's next on our list, Carp?
Next will be Snow Shark, the Ancient Beast.
This is a Kickstarter, I believe.
In Kickstarter or Indiegogo, it's crowdfunded.
Yeah, okay, let's just play the trailer, because, yeah. All right.
A creature must be prehistoric from the Cretaceous period. This is so exciting.
No, this is terrifying. There's some kind of carnivorous dinosaur out there that's either scared off or killed off all the wildlife.
Frankly, man, we don't know what it is yet. That's why we got a team put together that's investigating it.
You don't know what it is? You damn well know it's the shark, and don't pretend that it's something else.
You ought to keep your minds on one thing only right now, and that's killing the beast.
You serious?
How come it's all like Southerners in like Alaska or something? What's with that? Okay, anyways.
You think with all of us out there locked and loaded, this thing stands a chance?
Don't underestimate it. It's smarter than you think.
Listen, Mike, you don't have to worry about anything. You got your big bro, and you got all these guys watching your back. You're safe.
Just keep your head clear, is all I'm saying. This thing will catch you off guard. By then, it's too late.
There it is again!
It's circling us!
Oh, my God! I never should have come out of here!
Just relax, Wendy. I'm not going to let anything hurt you.
Yes! She's... Dad, who did this to you? Shark.
Come back, you son of a bitch! You want me? Take me! Take me, goddammit!
Every town has its legends, Campbell. Bigfoot. Chupacabra. Loch Ness Monster. Us. We have a snow shark.
Don, where are you going?
I have a shark to kill.
Snow Shark, Ancient Snow Beast. Looked like it was filmed for about $18. Carp, go.
It was actually filmed for $7,000. So 12 years ago, during a scientific expedition, 3 animal biologists stumbled upon a great discovery that ended in tragedy. Whatever killed them has awoken, and now the legend of the ancient snow beast could prove to be more than just a legend. Yeah, this is obviously super low budget. My comment was, it looks like it was filmed in a small town in Alaska. I was bored and decided to make a movie.
Yeah, but it's all people from like the South. Like, what's with the
accents? Here's the even more messed up part. So on IMDb, filming location, Lockport, New York, USA.
What?
Yep. So super cheesy script, ridiculous overacting. The entire movie had background music, probably because they had to cover up like terrible audio and film equipment. It did have a classic evil antagonist besides the shark. There was an evil town mayor who was like, don't worry, it's not a snow shark. It's people randomly being eaten by a beast in the snow. It did have a good high body count, and the way that the snow shark was destroyed was really well done. And out of, unfortunately, all 10 of these movies I watched, it was the only one that actually showed some nudity.
For $7,000, I mean, the one who actually showed tits, imagine.
Yeah, like, well, they were all, like, tatted up, like, rocker chicks, so they were probably, you know, town locals who were like, I want to be in a movie, I'll show my boobs.
I'll show my tits.
So, I've got it as a rating of 3 snow sharks, the ancient beast, out of 10.
All right, what's next on our list, Carp?
The Jersey Shore Shark Attack.
Oh, God, here we go. Starring Mark Wahlberg.
No Mark Wahlberg, just a bunch of fake Italians.
All right, here we go.
Fire this baby up. Boss's orders.
I'm in desperate need for some serious ASS.
Alcohol, sonic sex.
Get this show underway!
We gotta shut the beast down now.
We gotta do something, but no one's listening.
There are white-finned killer albino sharks out there.
Excuse me.
Come on, was that Joey Fatone?
That was Joey Fatone.
Oh, jeez.
You expect me to close everything down?
Paul Sorvino.
Office has received several missing persons reports.
Joey Fatone has been eaten by a shark.
My God.
Get your asses off the pier, dammit!
Grab as much as you can carry.
Let's do this.
The Jersey Shore shark attack.
I hate sharks!
Graphics in that is actually looks half decent. I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, it looks like it actually had a budget, which is weird. So yeah, the Jersey Shore shark attack. Many years ago, hundreds of locals and tourists were massacred by man-eating sharks in the infamous 1916 Jersey Shore attacks. But that's just a legend. Or is it? It's a holiday weekend on the Jersey Shore, and unbeknownst to anyone, underwater drills have attracted dozens of albino bull sharks to the pier. Basically, it's an hour and a half Jersey Shore episode with shark attacks involved. Instead of Snooki, the chick's name is Nookie. Instead of the situation, the guy is the complication and things like that. Instead of Jay Wow, it's Jay Moni or Moni. Yeah, like I said, basically an hour and a half Jersey Shore. At one point, the Guidos use a chocolate protein bar to attract the shark to try and shoot it. Because, you know, you want to attract the shark that's been eating and killing people.
Yeah, of course.
Joey Fatone, like it says, he gets eaten spectacularly by a shark.
Yeah, well, they even show it in the trailer.
Yeah, and when he gets eaten, like, later on, they're like, oh, how can you prove this is the shark that ate Joey Fatone? Scientist reaches up in the shark, pulls out a microphone that Fatone was singing.
Oh, God.
Another hilarious part, the Guidos are shooting the sharks, and one of them, like, the Pauly D ripoff guy, he starts fixing his hair. He's like, oh, I got to fix my hair. Oh, I'm shooting the sharks. There's an actual cast member from the Jersey Shore, Vinny, in it. He also gets eaten at the end, which is fun. And then as a typical evil other antagonist, besides the shark, it's an evil construction company that's causing the sharks to attack. All in all, it was funny. I mean, for some reason, I watched Jersey Shore when I was on. I guess it was just the disaster of people allowing themselves to be utter trash on TV. So out of this, the albino sharks, the creepy part is they pulled out something that looks like one of these sharks in real life recently, and that just scares the hell out of me. Next time I'm along the Jersey Shore, whether it be Atlantic City or wherever I am, I'm not going to go in the ocean anymore.
Well, I mean, of course, this is a documentary.
Yeah, exactly. It's the life of the Italian-American greaseball on the Jersey Shore during a shark attack.
What would you give it a 10?
I got it because of the graphics, some of the kills were actually pretty well done. And the cheesy, like they knew it was cheesy the way it was. It's a 6.5 shark fist pumps out of 10.
Awesome. All right, let's get into our next movie.
Next movie, Super Shark.
The upcoming 4th of July celebration is going to be one of the largest turnouts in the beach's history.
I know Mike Stevens.
Oh, God.
We're going to have our big Queen of the Beach bikini contest.
Something big came out to sea. It was pure panic.
Rick, there's a shark!
Your rig was destroyed by a giant shark.
We need our net!
It has to be a prehistoric shark. It's been in some kind of suspended animation.
Well, let's bounce off it. It walks around on its fins and it flies.
It's Super Shark.
Fire his ass! Hold
that! That beach has to be open by the time school gets out this weekend.
There was a monster.
That was the biggest damn shark I've ever seen in my life.
We attack it from the inside.
We've got some C4 and a remote detonator.
Hey, Dick Boy! Over here!
Super Shark! You ass boy, you got it! I know my!
Jimmy That's Walker is in this? Shark. How fucking broke is this guy? He's got to do this kind of movie. This looks pretty fucking bad. Get your thoughts, man.
Yeah, so Super Shark. An offshore drilling accident releases a giant primordial shark when the shark flies and walks on land, threatening to turn a bikini contest into a bloodbath. Marine biologist Kat Carmichael arrives to destroy the shark and save the beachgoers. The Super Shark, for some reason, had a Shaft-style theme song. You know, you heard it, you're like, oh, Super Shark. Yeah, Super Shark. yet again, an evil oil company has caused the Super Shark to come
and there's,
on land.
And there's always, like, this rush, like, we got to make sure the beach is ready. This isn't all the movies I've seen, too, like, forget the giant shark that's killing everybody. It's like, oh, we got to make sure the beach is good. And it's like,
Everything involves, like, the beach being okay because it makes the entire town's, like, money for a month in a day. And, that's pretty much all of it. The bikini contest was a nice visual to add to the movie, although it was a little long. It's like, oh, here's this bikini contest. Oh, all these super pretty girls. Oh, we're going to go to the beach and take pictures of the winners. And then, eaten by a super shark. I enjoyed, they had like a military, like, AT-AT, you know, in Star Wars, the AT-ATs, the walking tanks, basically. The military, for some reason, had an AT-AT, and it went against the super shark on the beach. And then the chick being the hero in the end was a little more original than everybody else. It's always the guys, you know, where she just kills the super shark by throwing a C4 into the monster's mouth and it exploding. So it's a rating of 5 AT-AT versus shark fights out of 10.
All right, what's next on our list, Carl?
Next is starring the impeccable Brooke Hogan. We have Sand Sharks.
And I've seen this one, too, so can't wait to get your thoughts on this.
Thousands of kids will flock to this island for some fun in the sun.
It's throwing a major rager for spring break.
Welcome to the Sandman Festival!
Spring break is off the hook!
My boyfriend's a shark swimming in the sand!
Sharks can't swim in the sand!
I saw it!
It blew through the sand like it was wood.
It's a prehistoric sand tiger shark, a predator that has evolved to wear sand like a coat and travel through it like water.
Everyone off the beach now! It's not safe!
It was our civic duty to close this beach.
That's really bad for business.
Your party isn't on the sand. It's on the ice.
If you kill this festival now, then this island could be dead with it. My word is money.
It better be. Otherwise, your name is going to be on a tombstone.
We got thousands of kids stuck on this island. No way to get them off.
Napalm, baby.
American World Pictures.
I'm going to give you my thoughts quickly before we get into your synopsis and stuff. A couple quick things. First off, the son, the biggest asshole in the history of assholes, watches his father die, like no sells it. And he's like, oh yeah, well, you got to make sure, you know, the island, again, this thing with like making sure the beach is open because they have this big festival, which like 50 people show up and apparently it's supposed to show 1,000. There's literally like 50 people in the crowd shots. So yeah. He's like, people are dying, and he's like, ah, fuck it. You know, we got to make sure the festival's going on. Person's head's just sitting on the sand, and he's kind of no-selling it. You know what I mean? It just, for that, he's like the biggest asshole character. But I mean, Brooke Hogan actually did a half-decent job to be a marine biologist shooting sharks and stuff. I mean, for the acting caliber, it's not saying much that she was probably the best actress there, but for what it is, it was okay. You know, story was kind of shit. But anyways, I'm going to throw it to you before I give you my rating, Carp. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's basically Brooke Hogan playing a character with a PhD, I kind of question. Because, you know, we know. But like I said, she does fill out a bikini top very nicely. So
they did a nice ass shot of her,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. The script is super cheesy. I remember quotes like, don't bite my head off after, like, the guy found a decapitated head. Another shark slash bite quotes like, oh, yeah, well... I'll put this leg up, and then the leg gets eaten and stuff like that. And then there was also another classic crazy old shark hunter guy who's like, oh.
Yeah, it was in the Avalanche one too. It's like, oh, he's going to kill you all. And like nobody listens to him. So, he's that old guy, the old wise guy who knows best.
Yep.
And nobody never listens to him.
And then everybody gets eaten by the sharks.
Yeah, I fucking told you so.
Yeah. Also, like the... Oh, we're going to do the Sandman Festival. It's going to be like Burning Man. Yeah, last time I checked, Burning Man gets 10,000 people. This had like 27 local teenagers who wanted $10 an hour to to dance like a jackass or pretend to
get. And apparently there's this like big power cable that goes on the sand that powers the entire town.
That I actually liked, where the guy's like, I'll fix the problem. Oh, I fixed it. Gets eaten. The shark blows up. You're like, oh, the shark's dead. Problem solved. But it's never just the one shark.
Nope.
Because, you know, all the one shark that attacks people in the ocean, they're like, oh, we killed one shark in the ocean. It must be safe now.
A quick thing, too. Wasn't the sheriff also the ski guy in Avalanche Sharks?
No, not Cornemic.
Oh, no. Okay. He looked exactly like that guy.
It's like another, like, almost in all the films, there's a town sheriff who's all like, oh, I'm going to have to stop this. So.
Yeah, and then the mayor's like, nah, the show must go on.
The show must go on. We need to save the town with this one thing. Because if we don't save the town in one weekend, instead of actually earning our money properly, one weekend to save the town. And yeah, so in the end, it was actually fun. The CGI wasn't terrible. I mean, obviously, you have to suspend disbelief because they're sand sharks. So I give
It looked like a shark in a Power Ranger suit.
Yeah. So I gave it a rating of 7.5 Brooke Hogan PhDs out of 10.
I give it a rating of 3 Brooke Hogan PhDs because I'm still not sure if I find Brooke Hogan hot. I'll never know.
she's got neck down syndrome.
Yeah. So. Yeah. All right. Next on our list, Carp.
Ghost Shark.
Here we go.
It's Dad's boat. What the hell is it? Cut it out, dumbass. Seriously? What the hell?
A couple of yahoos got a great white ball.
Help me!
And you can't explain how a shark killed 3 people on the deck of a boat.
Ghosts are real.
I don't have time to listen to this nonsense anymore, Ava.
I'm gonna bite you in the apple. You don't wake up.
Maybe all we gotta do is stay dry and it'll leave us alone.
Stories you and the others are saying makes no sense.
You think ghosts are logical?
You got me, man. God, they tore to pieces.
All we need is the will to live, and that thing is coming after us.
Get out of the water!
Your daddy brought this whore into our world. You get to send it back.
Ghost shark, Carp.
Ghost shark. When rednecks on a fishing trip kill a great white shark, its spirit comes back for revenge and soon turns its sights on the town of Smallport. Teenage Ava, her younger sister, Cicely, and best friend, Blaze, witnessed the start of the ghost shark's rampage, but the authorities don't believe their story. With the help of a crotchety lighthouse keeper named Finch, the teens discover that the
Is that again like an old man who the wise old man?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like every fucking movie is the same thing.
So the spectral shark can hunt wherever there's water, and the town's dark past may provide the clues they need to defeat it. So the crotchety lighthouse keeper is played by Bull from Night Court, aka Richard Mall. And for some reason, him playing a drunken old lighthouse keeper it was the perfect role for him, it seemed. The ghost shark's ability to jump from various pools of water was kind of fun and original. There's some great kills, like a kid's going down a slip and slide and the shark just eats the kid. Or these kids running down the street because the fire hydrant's open and shark comes out and chomps off the top half bodies of the kids and you see the legs still running with like the spines kind of half out. And then another one where a guy's like, yeah, fuck you, asshole. I'm going to do this super awesome dive in the pool. Dives, eaten by the shark. It also actually comes down in the rain at some points.
So are you, like, rooting for the shark during this movie?
Well, I mean, you root for the shark when it eats the rednecks that killed it. But after that, it's, like, just killing everything and everybody who's near water for some reason. There was a toilet kill. Like, as per usual, a town mayor is like, oh, I have to think about re-election, so I can't talk about this crazy ghost shark stuff you're talking about. That can't be real. And
here we go.
Stupid teenagers. And he gets eaten in a toilet because there's water in the toilet and the ghost shark can go through all water.
Awesome.
And then actually after they defeat the ghost shark, they like surviving teens are super way casual about all the death and destruction that just happened around, like all their dead friends and stuff. They're super casual.
And that seems to be like a collective thing in all these movies. It's like people just no-selling everybody dying.
Yeah, I just, like, all these, have like, three of their best friends in the world, and all these kids get eaten in front of them, and, like, there's a bikini car wash, and all the chicks get eaten, and they're just like, oh, what are we doing tomorrow? It's like, no.
Yeah, it's just like 2 minutes.
Just died.
Yeah, 2 minutes later, they fucking no-sell it.
Exactly. And yet again, crazy old guy, as per most of them, and somebody who is thinking of themselves or an antagonist. Besides the shark themselves.
The mayor. Yeah. All right, what would you give it on 10?
I didn't write it down, but because of Richard Mall's over-the-top acting and the actual super cool kills, I'll give it 5 ghost shark reigns out of 10.
All right. What's next on our list, Carp?
Avalanche Shark Attack.
Avalanche Shark Attack. I've also seen this. I got some notes after we get Carp's thoughts.
Sheriff?
Yeah, everything goes.
Every spring break, the kids are all over each other like rabbits on Viagra.
So you know there's a story around here about a mystical creature summoned to protect the mountain. They say it swims through with a shark.
How is that possible?
Nowhere to hide! They've tasted human flesh!
Something strange is going on here because we've got 5 missing parts of it, right?
What happened?
Sharks, man, sharks!
They swim through the snow like other sharks move through water.
Snow sharks.
There's 2 people who were killed up there.
Skookum is this beast that lurks in the mountains, preying on hapless skiers and snowboarders.
Snow's gonna run red with your blood.
Avalanche sharks, Carp.
Avalanche sharks. After a snow patrol person inadvertently starts a major avalanche, the moving snowfield uncovers and awakes a prehistoric snow shark, which had been trapped beneath. The shark develops an appetite for human flesh, and the staff at the Twin Pine Ski Resort begins getting reports of missing people and strange finned creatures moving out of the snow. Fearing financial loss on what is their busiest event day of the year, the Bikini Snow Day, the Twin Pines management tries to hide the news of the missing skiers and sightings of strange creatures. Disaster strikes as the bikini-clad snow bunnies, one by one, become meals for the shark. The avalanche has cut off the roads, trapping all within the Twin Pines Valley. The local sheriff allies with snowboarders to track down the monster. So this is pretty much almost right after Sharknado. It was a Canadian film, which is always nice to hear.
Oh, wow.
Done by Titan Global Entertainment. This was fun as well. The victims, when they're ever attacked by the avalanche shark or the other snow shark, they explode like kids do in Japanese horror flicks. If you've ever seen a Japanese horror flick, for some reason, if a kid were to like jump 2 stories off a building, like let's say hop off a duplex, their bodies just explode. And most of the victims, that happened in here as well. Yet again, another greedy or other antagonist, this time the greedy ski resort owner. And the crazy old mountain man character who's like, oh, this happened years ago, and I know how to solve it. The opening scene, there was a snow-poured GoPro cam. It was super well done. I was very impressed by that. I didn't expect something like that out of a cheesy horror movie. An avalanche shark headshot, as I'll call it, where it came out of the snow and like basically just clean ripped off the head, and that looked really well. And in the end, it leaves open with what could be a super awesome sequel. For me, it's a rating of a 7.5 avalanche sharks out of 10.
All right, give me my thoughts quickly. So from what I got, the synopsis was a native tribal leader summons a god to stop white people from taking over the mountain. And now the spirits are back to feed on human flesh. What the fuck? Acting is pretty fucking horrible from what I remember. One specific scene was the guy watches his girlfriend die. Well, she was about to break up with him and she gets eaten by the shark. And then the shark's like circling him. And he's like, it's love. It's love. Love's the answer. And then the shark just eats him, which I think is awesome.
Oh, yeah, you got it. If it would have been like love, love's the answer, and they let him live, I would have turned off the movie.
Yeah, like credits. Yeah. Love's the answer. The effects are terrible, but overall it's passable. I actually fell asleep during it. So I don't know what that says, but... And again, you've got that the same formula of the old man is like, ah, oh, they're going to kill you all. The snow is going to be covered with blood. And it's just a stupid old man. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And then the owner of the ski resort's like, fuck the shark. We got to keep it open so we don't lose our business.
It's the one day or one week.
The one day of the year. It's every fucking the formula, I'm telling you. Yeah, this was... You know, it is what it is. I'm going to have to give it 4 out of 10 myself. All right, what's next?
Shark Knight 3D. This is the only one out of all of them that actually had a theatrical release.
We are going up to Lake Crosby to Sarah Housley's house.
Are you ready for the lake?
Let's go!
Room for one more?
Yeah, totally.
Cool. Good boy.
Oh,
you guys have fun back
not,
there.
Not quite what we had in mind. Let's rock it out.
Your house is on an island?
Oh, it's going to be a good weekend.
You want to hit that island? Your secret's safe with me, man.
A token black guy gets killed first.
Somebody do something!
It's insane! This is a lake!
Saltwater lake.
I don't know how the hell they got in here. Maybe someone put them there.
Fire! What is this, some kind of sick game?
Oh, the shark bites the hot chick. Yeah, Shark Knight 3D, from what I'm seeing, Token Black Guy dies in the beginning there.
Token Black Guy doesn't die at the beginning, but he gets attacked.
Oh, okay.
So basically, a weekend at a lake house in the Louisiana Gulf turns into a nightmare for 7 college vacationers as they are subjected to shark attacks. It felt like a teenage, like, rock movie or fun weekend movie turned into a shark attack movie. They had 3 like drawn out montage scene fillers for some reason. Oh yeah, here we go. Cheesy teen drama style soundtrack. So it was basically a teen drama or a college kid drama with shark attacks involved. Budget of $25 million, but it actually pulled $40 million in the box office in the end. So it was profitable, but it wasn't all that great. The 3D portions seem like you could see it's super CGI, and during the 3D, it seems very post-converted, which to me pisses me off to no end. Extremely attractive female cast. It had Sarah Paxton, Catherine McPhee. Those two are very beautiful, I find. So there's another nice like shark style headshot where the shark jumps out and bites off the head only. The protagonist, yeah. Sarah Paxton's character, was very bland. She didn't seem to act overly like, oh my God, people are being attacked, but she didn't seem to be as scared as she should have been. It was, and the ending was kind of eh. So for me, it's 4 sharks eating college kids at a 10.
All right, what's next, Carp?
The sci-fi classic that created all sorts of Twitter buzz, Sharknado.
Sharknado.
David is poised to be the first hurricane.
It's a storm. It's what's driven them all up north.
I've never seen so many of them or so bold.
It's really even raining.
It's flooding here. And not the plumbing, the ocean.
You need to go home.
I'm not going anywhere.
Storm's coming and it's coming fast.
I just can't sit back and watch this.
Tornado's heading towards the airport. We need to destroy it before it gets to them.
You can't just wait here and wait sharks to rain down on us. We're gonna throw bombs into the tornado.
It's too dangerous.
Too many of them. We're gonna need a bigger chopper.
Ah!
time to leave Kansas, mate.
Originally supposed to be called Dark Skies. This is Sharknado, Carb.
Sharknado. When a freak hurricane swamps Los Angeles, nature's deadliest killer rules sea, land, and air as thousands of sharks terrorize the waterlogged populace. It was Sharknado. You have to see it. It was awesome. There's like the cheese combined with the cheese and the more cheese is just all sorts of epicness. Like, same type of scenario where it's like, oh, well, blah, 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 and then shark eats him. Or, oh, my mom always said Hollywood would kill me, and then the actual Hollywood sign, which got torn off by a tornado, crushes the guy.
Yeah.
So there's all sorts of wonderful cheesiness.
Hunt City.
The fact that they created a Sharknado and the buzz it created alone on its first release, that they actually did a cinematic release after the one night it came out on Sci-Fi. They did a special midnight screening at Regal Cinemas in the States, and it still pulled in $200K. I mean, it's still a huge budget for Asylum. It was $2 million, but I'm assuming the TV rights alone was way up there. And
I know their annual revenue jumped from 4.7 to 19 million post Sharknado.
Yeah. Ian Ziering, Tara Reid were your big names, and there's John Hurd. Some people know him as well. I mean, just from Ian Ziering, like, jumping into the shark with a chainsaw and then chainsawing himself out of the shark, which fell through the Sharknado, and then pulling another human being out of the shark and bringing that person back. It was like, it was awesome. It was brain like meltingly awesome. And it's 8 Sharknados out of 10 for me.
All right. My notes on Sharknado, cult classic because of the cheesiness, brings back the careers of Tara Reid and the 90210 guy. Effects were abysmal. Chick in the pink bikini at the beginning was hot. She's the waitress, bartender, whatever. I forget what her name is, but she's pretty hot.
She called herself Nova. Casey Sherbo.
Yeah, she's hot. Also, who goes surfing during a hurricane, Carp?
You know what? I've actually read up on this. Because of the waves it produces, some jackasses actually do go out to get those extreme super waves. It's a real life thing. Like, you've heard of people drowned in the rapids, Lake Champlain.
Yeah.
Whatever lake we're near, people actually try and go through those rapids, and there's been drownings. So it's the same thing.
And how come, like, people on land are panicking? Like, they're on the land. The sharks can't get on the land. Well, before the sharks, this is pre-Sharknado. They're in the water eating people. They're on the land, and they're like, yeah! They're, like, panicking. Yeah. But they have not left the water. You're good. Like, why are you panicking?
Well, I mean, there's a point where it's flooding down near at Tara Reid's character, April's house, and there's, like, storm drains, and there's actually sharks going through the storm drains, like, down the mountain
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, also, if I see a shark on land and still alive, I'm going to probably freak out a little bit myself. I'm going to be like, what the fuck is going on? Why is there a shark on land? I can't take this. I'm out.
Also, at the beginning, how come they're not traumatized after what happened? The bar, like, it just got destroyed. People got eaten, and, like, 2 minutes later, they're okay.
Well, it's because the Sharknados were coming in.
Right. So. I like the quick bash on global warming, if you notice that. The newscaster, it's the fault of global warming.
Hey, gotta blame somebody for Sharknados.
People are just sitting around during a hurricane. I found that kind of weird, like, they're like, get out, and they're all just fucking, like, chilling at the bar, and no one wants to leave. It's like, they've never seen a hurricane before, or they don't understand it's a hurricane. And also, how come, like, all the effects are saying it's raining, but during the shots without effects, it's all sunny the entire time?
Movie magic?
Don't make it that blatant. I guess, maybe they did it on purpose, right?
It's like, gotta be. It's just like I said, the cheese piled on top of the cheese.
Tara Reid's character is such an idiot. Like, it's just Ian Ziering's calling her, and he's like, yeah, you got to get out. Like, it's like, you know what the fuck you're talking about? You're fucking idiot. Like, the place is flooding, and everybody's in denial. The entire movie. Nobody listens to any recommendations. Like, you got to get out of town. You got to do this. The son's like, nah, fuck it. Nobody listens to any advice.
Yeah, it's bad for Ian Ziering that nobody listens to him. I mean, you go from 90210 to trying to save people from Sharknadoes, and still nobody.
He gets no respect. Okay, talking about the house scene now where they're at Tara Reid's house. Why is the house flooded and the street fine?
Yeah, that's the way it's yeah. Did you watch Sharknado 2?
No, I haven't, so, and we're going to get to it, but and, okay. I'm just, you know, I'm asking questions.
It just happens. That's the way it works, man. Just, and there's obviously the toilet, everything backed up in that house, like how my basement how my basement was flooding for a few, for a couple
but
of
the
years.
Second they walk outside in the same level, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, that's the way it works.
And going back to the sun, like, there's actual scenes where it's completely sunny.
Yeah.
Like, the bus scene. Like, it's a hot summer day.
Have you never driven through Verdun to LaSalle and it was raining in LaSalle and then it was...
I've never driven through a hurricane and 2 minutes later it was fine.
It's global warming, man.
It's global warming. It's like sunny, 8 second tornado, sunny, tornado, sunny, tornado.
Focused global warming.
Okay, and their logic is, let's stop a tornado by throwing a bomb in it.
Well, that's because tornadoes are created when hot air meets cold air. So what you want to do is you want to level out the air pressure to only hot, and you'll destroy the tornado.
Because that totally makes sense. Like, it's not like the tornado would fling the bomb into a building and just blow everybody up.
Because they were in the helicopter, and they were at a point where it sucked things in instead of spitting them out.
Oh, my God. All right. But, you know, at the end of the day, I thought it would be worse. And, yeah, it's cheesy, but what I love that the fact is they're not hiding it. They want it to be cheesy, and that's why people enjoy it. So I'm going to give it 8 Tara Reid failing actor careers out of 10. What's next, Garp?
Sharknado 2, the second one.
That was fan-voted too, eh, that name?
Fan-voted, and it came out almost a year to the date after the first Sharknado.
Generation. There's a cinematic event that changes everything.
Oh, would you fucking stop, really?
This is unprecedented.
A phenomenon that challenges the social norm.
I've never seen anything like this.
A spectacle that brings people together while taking the world by storm.
If you are told to evacuate, make sure that you seek shelter.
They say lightning never strikes twice. Ah, f*** it. Who are we kidding?
Let's go kill some sharks!
It's happening again.
You really think there's going to be one of those shark storms here?
Yes!
I'm not crazy. People have to know the truth before it happens again. Welcome to New York.
It's like he knew who I was.
This is the Big Apple. Something bites us, we bite back.
Well, I only saw you once, and I'm not going to do it again.
Let the fireworks begin!
Holy shark.
They're getting closer!
Batter up.
They're sharks. They're scary. No one wants to get eaten. But I've been eaten. And I'm here to tell you, it takes a lot more than that to bring a good man down. Yeah. A lot more than that to bring a New Yorker down.
Yeah. You know what you just did, don't you? Jump the shark.
Oh, God. Sharknado 2, the second one, premieres Wednesday, July 30th at 9.
Even the Sharknados are tougher in New York.
Only on Sci-Fi.
Garb, Sharknado 2.
Sharknado 2. Just like Sharknado, but New York City. So, yet again, a freak weather system turns its deadly fury on New York City, unleashing a Sharknado on the populace and its most cherished iconic sites. Only Finn and April can save the Big Apple. Yeah, so it's like Sharknado 1, but even more awesome. If that's was somehow even possible, they pulled it off. There's a bunch of cameos. It's ridiculous the amount of cameos in this. You got Kelly Osbourne, Judah Friedlander, Andy Dick, Judd Hirsch, Mark McGrath, Billy Ray Cyrus, Will Wheaton, Al Roker, Michael Strahan, Kelly Ripa, Biz Markie, Perez Hilton, and Kurt Angle is in it. There's just so many people. And all these, like, big, like, Will Wheaton's on it and all these other people, they all get eaten by sharks. It's awesome. It starts off, they're in a plane, and a Sharknado happens next to the plane. And it just goes from there. The tornado itself rips the head off the Statue of Liberty, which somehow flies into, like, downtown Manhattan and kills a bunch of people. Like, the rolling head just destroys a bunch of people. Another scenario where the streets are flooded, but buildings are not, or buildings can flood, but the street doesn't. Ian Ziering actually jumps sharks like Frogger, where he hops on the backs of sharks. So you hear that comment, oh, you just heard jump the shark, right? Yeah, it was all sorts of awesome. Great ending again. Yeah, Sharknado's awesome. I'm impatiently waiting for the third one.
How did it do ratings-wise?
The film premiered on July 30th, 2014, and is the highest premiering film on the Sci-Fi channel to date.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
The number. The sequel was broadcast July 30th, Australia and other countries. Upon airing, the film was watched by 3.9 million viewers.
That's insane.
And there's a game that's supposed to be released on the iPhone called Sharknado, the video game.
What was the budget?
Doesn't say on Wikipedia, so I can't.
Your guess, because you've seen the two in terms, and I think the first one was 2.9.
Slightly higher budget because they probably had to film in, like, they actually did film in New York, from what I understand. Because you could see that when Ian Ziering and Tara Reid are at the top of the Empire State Building, it is the top of the Empire State Building. When Carrie Wooer's character is at the Statue of Liberty, you could tell it's the Statue of Liberty. Even more great Sharknado deaths. Like, a woman's like, oh, we're on the ferry back to New York because we just escaped the hurricane, which the ferry can outrun a hurricane, obviously. And she's like, oh, what's that in the water? And then shark jumps right into the water and starts chewing on her face.
I love the phenomenon. And this is actually because of Twitter and just the hype that this movie series is doing so well. I mean, it's just... You got to leave your mind at the door, obviously, but it's fun, yeah. And it's become a cultural phenomenon. Yeah.
So for me, Sharknado 2 is 9 Sharknados out of 10 on the rating.
9 out of 10.
9 out of 10, man. You got, oh my God.
Wow.
The worst part is Mark McGrath's face, because it looked like they injected Botox directly into every part of his face before he got on the movie.
Oh,
he's
geez.
The worst. Okay. He's the worst actor in the film.
And Tara Reid's in this.
Tara Reid's in it. She ends up with, like, a ash circular saw hand because her hand gets bitten off at the beginning of the film by a shark, where she's convinced that the shark knows that it was her that helped prevent the first Sharknado. And then Sci-Fi has announced there will be a Sharknado 3 premiering sometime in July 2015.
Fantastic.
So,
all right. What else we got? Is that it?
That's 10 shark movies, my friend.
Wow, man. We flew through a lot of shark movies. So got a lot of content for you guys to check out if you want to.
And these were like 10 out of 40 that I've seen online that are like the top 40 cheesiest shark movies. There's stuff like Two-Headed Shark Attack. There's Mega Shark versus this. There's Mega Shark versus that. There's Swamp Shark. There's Sharkman. I actually wanted to put Sharkman on this list, but I could not find it on video on demand, on Netflix. I couldn't even download it. Like I said in our last podcast, I'd rather not download stuff illegally.
Right.
But if I have to, I will. And I couldn't even find it online.
Let's end on this question. Carp, what is this shark phenomenon and why are people so obsessed with it? And how can we see so many movies about sharks?
It's a terror that's part of reality. I mean, sharks exist.
Sharknadoes absolutely
exist.
Well, not sharknadoes,
but the shark attack scenario. I mean, you hear about surfers being eaten all the time, or how they've like captured tiger sharks, cut it open. They've found parts of kids inside these sharks. It's a real terror that they're making even scarier. Well, they're trying to make even scarier for some people. But in the case of Sharknado, you know, it's all in good fun. And obviously, there's like a 99.999% chance that a Sharknado would never actually exist, but you never know. So
it's that 0.1% chance, exactly. Like Tara Reid said, it's possible.
I know, exactly. Just like the shark that chopped off her hand in the beginning of Sharknado 2. It's possible that when you're flying from LA to New York, a Sharknado happens. For some reason, the cabin doesn't completely depressurize and kill everyone. And you're actually able to survive by getting your hand clean bitten off, land in JFK, and be just fine right after. So.
Yeah, I mean, it totally makes sense to me.
But there's the amount of shark movies out there is ridiculous. It's terror. That's part of reality. I mean, I know Pete, like serial killers and stuff, obviously you got, but you're never going to have a real life demon like Jason going around killing people. So
let's end on this recommendation. If they had 3 to watch, Carp, out of the 10, which one would you recommend?
Obviously Sharknado 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And then, oh boy, that's a hard call.
I would say the Jersey Shore sharks. That's
pick either Jersey Shore Shark Attack or Sand Sharks.
Yeah, and Sand Shark I've seen with Brooke Hogan. Yeah, that's yeah.
But yeah, number one to watch is Sharknado 1, and then number two is Sharknado 2, and then number three is go by my ratings, but I'd say either Jersey Shore or Sand Sharks.
All right, so let's close the show with your plugs and final thoughts, Carl.
Well, my plug, as per usual, is Stable Wars. Come join. We're always looking for new wrestling fans, and there's no age limit, although there's a lot of swearing in the forums, so you might want to watch out if you're, like, under 12.
Hey, if people are listening to this show, I don't think they've got a sensitive ear. All right, so for Carp and myself, thank you very much for listening, and go watch some shark movies and stay away from the beach.
Shark Week is happening on Discovery this week, so it's an honor of Discovery and actual real shark stuff.
Coming for you, Carp. He's coming for you. Willie's gonna bite your cock talk off. Cock talk, cock talk, cock talk, cock talk, cock talk, cock talk, cock talk.